There's a Mishnah that talks about the tragedy of Yaakov's children trying to persuade him that Yosef is still alive, and he doesn't agree, doesn't trust them. So there's a Mishnah that highlights this tragedy. It's in the end of the 30th parak of Avos Divnasan. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kach Onesh Shel Vadai, the punishment of someone who lies, Shafilu Dover Emes, even when you're telling the truth, inshallah, people don't listen to you. So we know this is the fable of the boy who cried wolf, that at a certain point, people no longer trust you. Because Yaakov's sons lied to him about Yosef, they showed him his clothing, and they presented it as if he had died. And then when they returned, they wanted to try to convince him that he was alive a few parshiyos later, v'lohem mitlahem. He didn't trust them, and they had to try to persuade him and to convince him. Now, there are a couple statements implicit in this Mishnah. Number one, that lying becomes addictive. People, when you start to tell too many white lies, you forget the difference between truth and lies. When you exaggerate all the time, you forget the boundaries between what's true and accurate, and what's falsification, and what's a lie. So you have to be very, very careful. Very careful. People are very, very quick to justify telling a white lie. There are times in life in which white lies are warranted, but they shouldn't be used indiscriminately or capriciously, because then you'll just fall into the situation where you're always lying. And not only are you lying, when you say too many lies, you forget the ability to tell the truth from a lie, and you lie to yourselves. The greatest danger of inauthentic life is when you tell yourself lies, is when you become self-delusional, and you're unable to discriminate between what's true and what's false in your own world. There's an old expression that people lie loudest when they lie to themselves. So if you tell too many lies in life, it becomes addictive, and people won't trust you because it's likely that you're lying. It's likely that your truth isn't authoritative. Of course, the primary focus of this medrash is the punishment for the liar that people no longer believe in. It's not just the punishment, like if you machal Shabbos, you get skila. It's called erosion of trust. Every community is only as strong as the trust that the people in that community have for one another. And this is a spotlight or snapshot of a community that's disintegrating because there's no trust. The family of Yaakov disintegrates into mistrust throughout the entire four parshios, to the point where Yosef and his brothers can't even talk to each other after Yaakov's died. And everything Yosef does, the brothers are suspicious of. Chazal say that Yosef went back to the Bor to reach closure. His psychologist told him to go back to the Bor when he visited Israel, when he buried his father. The brothers assumed, oh, he's trying to collect evidence to incriminate us. The Medrash says that Yosef didn't want to eat with his brothers anymore after his father died, because he didn't want to embarrass them. So he didn't want to place them in uncomfortable situations. They assumed he was angry at him. So any society is only as successful as the trust in that society. When you become parents one day, the worst thing you can do is to lie to your children. The worst thing, because then they can no longer trust you. And once they no longer trust you, the whole community fails. Think of the world we live in. Because of fake news and because of decentralization of information, we have no trust. We don't know who to trust. Since we don't know who to trust, people become hostile. People become polarized. People become radicalized. There's no trust in our world. There's so many scandals. So it's not just that that's the punishment for people who tell a lie, that no longer will people believe them, but you create an environment in which it's difficult to believe. And the fallout is not just when you don't believe that person, but the whole environment is filled with suspicion and distrust and subversion. So trust me, this is an important value. I wouldn't be saying it through my mucus, through my cold, but it's an important value. Okay? Tomorrow, hopefully, my voice will return. Shkayach.